Right now, I promised myself at the age of 90, which I'm past, that I'm going to take my own name back. My name happens to be Rachel. So at this convention, it's going to be Rachel Ray Z. Okay? You have to be up here to see what is down here and down there. Let's give ourselves a hand. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. I am pleased to be here to welcome everybody. It's a miracle, and I would like to thank all of you. Okay, the 16th Annual World Service. I don't believe it. We are here to celebrate what we have accomplished, and I would like to wish all of you well on the journey ahead for who you are and what you and C.A. Howe will become. Everyone here, whether you come from near or far, deserves a applause. Let's applaud. Everybody stand, look around yourself, and show your love by giving yourself a big hug right now. Mm-hmm. Our primary purpose is to carry the message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. It is an action and a goal for each of us. It is our responsibility. It is what we do, and it involves spirituality and a tremendous amount of love. It is a great gift to tell our stories. Too often, we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear. An honest accomplishment or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn somebody's life around. When we realize everything we have gained by following the 12 steps, it will be a natural to want to share this life-giving message with others. This is life-giving message with others all the time. If we think back to the time before we entered recovery, we will probably recall that we didn't respond very well. Yet we also realize there are people in our life who could be helped by our message. That is why we need to communicate our story. When we practice the principles of the 12 steps, others will be watching and notice the change in all of us. This will open the doors for us to share our story. We are no longer a secret. To all individuals and families in the 12-step recovery who are making living amends to themselves and to others, I invite you to experience life as it is meant to be experienced. I invite you to have the courage and the willingness to what you must do to live in this world as a conscious, free being, and to fulfill your destiny. The ideals which have always shone before me and filled me with the joy of living are goodness, beauty, and the truth. Be happy. Be thankful. Be natural. Be spontaneous. Be open to life. Love all people and wish them well. Always, always say to somebody every day, what can I do for you? God bless you all. Enjoy the weekend, and you're wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's all about love. This is what it's about. Mm-hmm.